Okay, I just had to do the record thing and I didn't know if I pressed the wrong button. Good. Great. Satnam, everybody. Thank you for letting me know that we're all still here. I didn't know if I pressed the wrong button. And I think that is a great analogy. As we move from the Piscean to the Aquarian age, January 29th, 2013, what I'm really experiencing and realizing is that the move from the Piscean into the Aquarian age is actually the move into a whole new archetype, a whole new archetypical hologram, so to speak, where we actually have more access to spirit, more access to other dimensions, which means not as if the other dimensions are out there somewhere, but we have more access to our own interdimensional beings, us as beings that live in more dimensions than just, so to speak, duality or 3D. And that's the exciting possibility of becoming connected with and learning how to work with what truly is a holographic universe. And the breath of compassion that we started with is a holographic breath. It actually creates a signature of love in the field, in the frequency field, making available more love or the frequency or the vibration of love more available on the planet. So if you're feeling that you don't know what your next mission is in the Aquarian age, what the next mission is that spirit wants to bring through you, if you're thinking, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know who I am. I'm wondering what my mission is, or I'm wondering what spirit wants me to do. You can start with this breath of compassion, this holographic breath, and it will connect you interdimensionally with your other selves, with your higher selves, with your interdimensional parts of you. And having a practice of this breath of compassion would be a beautiful contribution. So contributing to the Aquarian age and putting our love into the field is a beautiful contribution. And you don't need to think that unless you have some huge, lofty goal that everybody on the planet knows about and you're rich and famous and, I don't know, look like a model, Beyonce or somebody, unless you're a certain type that everybody knows about, that you're not successful, because that's just programming. And that's part of what we're letting go of as we move from the Piscean to the Aquarian archetype, is we're letting go of 3D programming, and it's so deep. So what's suggested as a practice during this period of time, say for the next 40 days, by our teacher who's here, is to practice the breath of compassion and to notice what 3D programs to ask, you know, how am I being sabotaged, controlled by, programmed by, you know, all the different things, good, things that aren't so good. How is 3D influencing me in ways that I'm not even aware of? Is to look at our, what the Vedas call, our conditioned self. The Vedas teach us that every human being has a conditioned self. And we're talking about the archetype of being able to move beyond our programs or conditioning into being liberated in connection with our higher self, our interdimensional selves, our bigger selves, our creative selves, our liberated selves. Liberated is a word that has a big meaning. So just to use that word can create a lot of confusion. Everybody can have different ideas about, oh, I have to do this to be liberated, or I have to do that to be liberated. So we really want to take the concept of liberation out of the have-to realm and put it into get-to. I'm going to enjoy the path to my own self, and I'm going to say fulfillment. I'm just going to drop liberation as like some kind of like thing that we're trying to achieve, like we're trying to get good grades in school or something, as if it's outside of us. It's about knowing that we're living in this field of oneness. Everybody's in the field. And if you're here, you are unique. You are part of the oneness. You are wonderful. Wonderful. You're full of the oneness. Every breath, every cell in your body is part of the oneness. So the question is to ask the oneness how it wants us to be part of that. I like hearing little bits and pieces on the radio or little bits and pieces on the TV. I don't like being controlled by it or plugged into it all day long, but I enjoyed just a few minutes of what I heard on the radio late last night on Coast to Coast about this man had written a book about how to pray, and it's his orientation is Christian mythology, and his example was that he had become bankrupt. He had originally been a millionaire, and then a series of things happened. He lost his job, his house, etc. House went into foreclosure, and he didn't know what to do. He didn't have any place to go, and he said for 2 or 3 years he was desperate and destitute. And he kept praying to God, asking God, telling God, this is how I want things to be, God. You know, pay off my bills, fix my foreclosure, get me a house. And he said what he realized was is that he was praying the wrong way. What he needed to do was to ask God what God wanted him to do. So this was such a good example of that the archetype of the Aquarian age, the story, the way we interact with the world, the way we create our sense of beingness is the exact opposite. We're no longer these powerless beings that have to supplicate ourselves to ask God for something. That doesn't work anymore. You know, maybe it did, I don't know. But when instead we're feeling the field of the divine, the field of God, the field of spirit, the field of liberation. We're just putting lots of words on this. And as we can feel that and ask, and what we say is meditate and receive the information, receive the direction about how spirit would like us to serve. So imagine that you're the handmaiden or master or whatever of spirit, of God. Spirit is amorphous, has no shape, has no form. But we're the ones that have the shape and the form. So spirit says, would you do this for me? Would you lend me a hand? Because spirit has no hands. We have the hands. So giving spirit a hand, it becomes a co-creation. And it creates a state of grace. It creates an opening for whatever it is that we need to be drawn to us. So once we can move into that opening, that space of feeling the connection with spirit and receiving spirit and breathing spirit in, spirit will direct us. Then once we get into the flow of being connected to spirit, now we're in the flow of abundance because spirit is abundant. So whatever it is, it's a financial problem or health problem or whatever, it's being connected with that flow. So I thought it was really, really interesting that they had this person on this this huge radio show talking about the very thing that we know we do when we meditate, when we listen, when we chant. But to get that message out literally to millions of people on this radio show, I think was really a beautiful sign of what's happening and a beautiful sign of that this archetype of Aquarius is available to everyone, but you have to listen. You know, I know millions of people listen to that radio show, but whatever it is, it's about each of us being willing to fall into that space of listening and to release those parts of us that are conditioned, that are programmed to think things are how they are, and to not even question. So I'm personally questioning, noticing where my resistance is and what causes me pain, and questioning a lot of my assumptions and working with that. So the Vedas basically tell us that there's four main categories of the conditioned self to move into that space of freedom, to move into that space of connection with the divine. So they're saying that the conditioned self, the first problem with the conditioned self is that we have a propensity, or we're conditioned that we make mistakes. So the example that they gave was not in the Vedas, but in where I was researching this. They were talking about even Mahatma Gandhi made a mistake by, he was told not to go to the big rally, the big meeting that he went to. Don't go to the New Delhi meeting. That he was told that by his associates, some friends had told him that it wasn't going to be safe for him there when he was killed. So that was an example of, there's four main qualities. The conditioning makes us commit mistakes. And another, there's four. The second one is to be living in illusion, to be taking Maya seriously, taking that which changes around us as if it's the ultimate truth when it's not. So to be illusioned, which makes us be disillusioned. So we have a body, but our true selves is actually not our body, but our body is part of our true selves. So that's an example of that. And the third one is that the conditioned self has a propensity to cheat. And what's meant by this is that maybe not necessarily were people who are thieves and steal things, but it also refers to people who think they know what the truth is, and they present things to the world at large as if they know the truth. So it could be somebody who's just even writing a philosophy book, and they're convinced this is the absolute philosophical truth, where really it's not the truth at all. So that's an example of that. And the fourth one is that our senses are imperfect. So whatever we just see with our own eyes or hear with our own ears, however the knowledge, this information comes into us, if we take that as the absolute truth and tell, just when you think about how confusing it is, you know, with jury trials and trying to listen to the eyewitnesses, and they proved that it's imperfect what people see and what they remember. It's very subjective. So that's the fourth one. So it's good to be aware of the four different ways that we're conditioned as humans. And there's lots of ways, but those are the four main categories, and how we can actually be aware of that to help us release ourselves from the limitation of being conditioned into freedom. Well, astrologically, as we started talking about last week, we have the Sun in Aquarius and Jupiter in Gemini. Wow. So this, again, the Aquarius is a whole new archetype. And Jupiter in Gemini is, take some time, and Gemini is researching all kinds of possibilities, all kinds of new information come in. It's just look around, see what expands you, see what you're attracted to. That's the opportunity that's being presented to us right now. And we've got Mars squaring Aquarius. So what Mars is what drives us, where our passion is, what pushes us. So what again, Aquarius, you know, what is your passion? What do you have a really deep feeling about? What's your inner drive, your inner motivation urging you to do? And we're moving into what drives us, this, our deeper purpose driving us, our soul purpose. So this is the time to really feel that inside ourselves and to allow us to really contribute from that deeper part of ourselves, from our soul. So we're breaking free from the past. It's a new vision. It's a new time. And over the weekend, we had that full moon in Leo. So there's the fullness. What do you love? That's what the Leo is. Where's my heart? Where's my love? So let's just go ahead and know that during this time, we're really seeking spiritual knowledge, but we're not seeking it outside of ourselves. We're moving into experiencing the fullness of the knowledge, the experience of the knowledge, that which allows us to break out of those four categories of the conditioned being. So we're looking at, once we break out of that and we have that feeling of freedom, which could be in little ways or big ways, and it can be more and more ways, then there's an energy to share that path with others. And that's what we are. We're like Hansel and Gretel. We're laying down the breadcrumbs for others to follow. We're laying down the path for others to follow. So every time you move into the frequency of your heart, you're opening up your heart chakra, that space, for others to come into that. It's like being a magnet or creating a more love, a bigger space, like we talked about a minute ago. So Aquarius is a magnetic sign, and it can be opinionated. So you can think about, if you hear something that you consider to be opinionated, think about, okay, beyond that is just that feeling of freedom loving, that feeling, that desire to express. So again, there's different levels of how we express our truths. Do we express in a conditioned way, or is it something, as we listen to spirit and know that spirit has something for us to do because we're handmaidens or handmasters of the divine, spirit doesn't have hands, we do, how can we serve spirit rather than what do we want spirit to give to us, when we can actually listen and feel that connection, now we can release those areas where we've rebelled against our own conditioning. So we can, it's almost like we're in this teenager stage on the planet. So you see a lot of rebelling, a lot of rebellion, a lot of upheaval, a lot of changes. So that's part of Aquarius, looking, the water moving through the stages to get to that place of purity where we're so pure that we're just connected with every breath to the purity of the divine. And we have a stream of consciousness going that connects us in every moment with the flow of the divine. That's the water that's being poured. That's the Aquarian archetype. So the Aquarian archetype is moving from the Piscean archetype of searching for the grail, the holy grail outside of ourselves, and there's many myths about that, to feeling that the holy grail is inside of us. And the question is, in one of the myths about the Holy Grail, that the knight was supposed to ask, and we can talk about more about that myth possibly on the next phone call, whom does the Grail serve? So the Grail being that which is something that's going to complete us, something that's going to make us whole. The Holy Grail in Christian mythology is the chalice that Jesus drank from at the Last Supper. So that which, again, is the body and the blood of Christ. But when we know that the search for the Holy Grail is the search for our own connection to spirit, our own connection to our own soul, that when we drink from that truth, that body of truth, that nectar of truth, that chalice of truth, that the Christ consciousness is light. So when we drink from the chalice that Jesus drank from, we are drinking from the cup of truth, and the truth that flows into us is that the light of the Christ consciousness, because Christ consciousness is a frequency, it's a light wave, can be flowing through our own bodies, through our own veins, in our blood, actually energizing our DNA, so we become Christed or crystalline beings. So when you drink from your holy chalice, drink from that which expands you, the nectar of the truth for you, the nectar of the breath of compassion, the nectar of love surrounding you. Literally, your blood is getting more light, and it's healing, and it's rejuvenating, and it's elevating you to the Christed, to the Christ consciousness. So we're looking at the Holy Grail in the Piscean Age being searching for it outside of ourselves. And the Aquarian Age, the Holy Grail, is that which is within us. We can now receive the Grail. We can now stop searching outside of ourselves. We can become that light. We can become the Christed ones. We can become that truth. We can become that love. Beautiful. So keep breathing. So the mantra that Yogi Bhajan was suggesting was the Mool Mantra, or something with Ekankar. So let's just go ahead and just breathe in and just feel that connection with the Holy Grail in this moment. Good, 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 good. Okay, let's see here. Just have to cue up my iPod here. Just breathe. Good, good. We have Yogi Bhajan with us here. So he's saying just go ahead, and if there's anything that you want to release, that you want to melt away, just let it go now, because he's putting in some high-powered frequencies. Good. So just keep going with that. Good. A little more. Keep going. Okay, Mool Mantra. Ekankar Satnam. Sing along, hum along. Feel it in your body and feel the light, the Christed light, the high frequency light, come into your being.
Thank you. said, should I have a set? Have you stuck? Time is your host today. If I'm not a thing, I'm got a bad foot. Little girl, little bit. I've got a little bit. I do need it. Said I'm good at this now. Set. I'm a set. Should I have a set? Have you set? Time is your host today.
Geometry, sixth dimension, triangle between your heart and third eye, and put something into field that you'd like to create more of. And let it go, let it go, let it go, out into space. Thank you. Oh, beautiful. Good. Okay, if you could inhale and come back, and if anybody would like to share anything that you would like, that you experienced or you are experiencing, or what you're feeling, we'll have a moment for sharing before we complete. Anybody like to share? Or you may be still in your meditation, which is wonderful also. Okay, it's really quiet. Hope I didn't cut people off earlier, but so go ahead and take a breath and then just let go. And we will complete this call for today and we'll be on next week and we'll continue this format for a while longer until I have until we organize something else. Okay, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Satnam.
Thank you, Linda. Satnam.
Satnam, Kim Karen.
Thank you, Tejpreet. I'll talk to everybody later. Satnam.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.